Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
Father, we are grateful and thankful for this beautiful opportunity we have to be in your presence. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence here. Lead us, guide us into all truth in the name of Jesus. Arrest our ears and our hearts and our attention. Let your word go forth and let it accomplish the purpose for which you send it. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. And this afternoon, I want to continue with our message on tithing. We've been talking about tithing the last 2 weeks. Amen. The last 2 weeks we've been talking about tithing, and we shared some very important points on why God established the principle or the doctrine of tithing. Amen. Today we want to continue, and I want to talk about how tithers, when I say tithers, do you understand what it means? Those who pay tithe. How tithers open the heavens over their lives. How is that done? How tithers open the heavens over their lives. And I'm sharing from one of our prophet's books. Very, very interesting book and a very powerful book. And it's called Why Non-Tithing Christians Become Poor and How Tithing Christians Can Become Rich. Amen. How tithers open the heavens over their lives. Number one, tithers cause the heavens to open over their lives. When you are a tither, when you pay your tithe, you cause the heavens to open over your life. Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 10, very famous scripture. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10 is one of my favorite scriptures. It says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Malachi 3 and verse number 10. Amen. It says, "Bring ye all the tithe." Why don't you say all the tithe? It says, "Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house." Hallelujah. Now, there is a great key in this scripture that many people overlook. A very important key that many Christians overlook, and for which reason they wonder why their tithes don't open the windows of heaven over their lives. Amen. And literally, I mean a great key. Hallelujah. I mean a key. Do you know what is a key? What is a key? It opens doors. A key opens doors. And I'm talking about a key, and I want you to listen very carefully. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says there are windows in the heaven. It says heaven windows. Are you listening? Now, whenever they have windows and doors, it means it's to prevent certain people from getting in. Are you with me? Whenever people build homes and they don't care who comes in, they don't put doors, they don't put locks, they don't put windows. But when they put windows that can be closed, especially, it means it's to prevent certain elements or certain people from getting in. Hallelujah. Or to have access inside. Or to have access to what is behind the window. Isn't that so? Yeah. So here we are seeing the heavens having these windows, and God is describing how there are blessings behind the windows. Mighty blessings behind the window. Now, I want you to picture this as heaven having windows that are about to burst. They are ready to burst. And burst by what? By blessings. Are you listening? Burst by blessings. And they are, whenever there's something that is ready to burst, it means that potentially it can easily open up. But it's being held in place. It's being held in place. And that blessing is over your life. It is over your life. Potentially ready to fall on you. And God is saying, bring a key. Bring a key. And I will open the window. You bring the key. The reason why the window is closed over your life is you are holding the key and it cannot be opened. So he says, bring ye all the tithes. Now I want you to see the key that we are talking about here. He says, bring in all the tithe. The key that opens the blessing is called all the tithes. That is the key. God says, bring it. Bring all the keys. This section, do you understand what I'm sharing with you? It says, bring all the tithes. Bring the key. And if you do, prove me that this key can make me open the windows and pour out blessings over your life. It's amazing that when the blessings come, you will not even have room enough. Your bank account is not enough. You may need several other accounts. That is the room. Isn't where you store your money? That single account that you've been checking at the ATM wall almost 3 times a week, you go to check as if something is magically coming inside, and you check and then it is the same amount and the same amount. God is saying there is a key in your hand. Now I want you to listen very carefully. Listen. You know, keys can be very similar. You know, there are certain doors that the keys can look alike. There are certain doors. You can have several keys. And you may have to try each one of them before you find the right key. Are you listening? Now, many people are carrying the wrong key. Many people are carrying the wrong key. Now, sometimes when you look at the key, you know, they have the same teeth. You know, or similar. They look like they are the same. Sometimes you can put them together like this and they seem to match. But you put this one in, it doesn't open. There is some small piece. There is a very small piece that makes this key different from that key. And that cannot make it open this one. Now, many people, many Christians carry the key that lacks that little piece. You bring in the tithe, but it's not all the tithe. And then you think you have the key. You think you have the key. You brought it, but this week's key here is lacking. It looks similar. You stand here and you say, I brought a key, but it's lacking last week's little piece that was supposed to fit there to open that door. And so the windows cannot be opened. You are holding the wrong key and you can never open it. But it says the key that opens this type of window, it is called all the tithes. All the tithes. Does somebody understand what I'm sharing? It's called all the tithe. And so you hold the key, but that is not the right key. You know the key in your hand is not the right key. It is a key, but it's not working. You don't like the message. So he says there is heaven above, and the heaven has windows, and the windows in heaven can be opened over your life, or they can be closed. They can be closed. Hallelujah. Now, whenever the windows of heaven are open, certain things take place. When the windows of heaven are open, certain things take place. The Bible gives us many examples of the things that happen to a person or the things that a person experiences when the heaven windows open upon their lives. And that is what we are about to learn. Hallelujah. We are going to learn and understand exactly what happens when the windows of heaven are opened. Amen. Now, tithing is one of the ways to open the windows of heaven over your life. Amen. Now, if there is anything that you have or that God is giving you that has a potential to open the windows of heaven, you must use it. And one of the keys is your tithe. And not just your tithe, but what? All the tithes. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Amen. So the opening of the heavens are linked to these several significant blessings that we are going to experience, and such as rebuking the devourer and the destroyers. Hallelujah. So it is these blessings of the open heavens that make tithing such a powerful door opener to a Christian's life. This door opens heavens. It makes such a difference in the lives of Christians. Hallelujah. So number two, tithers cause the heavens to be opened over their lives, and devourer in their life is paralyzed. Tithing, what it does is it causes the tither to open the heavens, and the devourer that is in your life is paralyzed. Hallelujah. So if you continue to read the scripture, so he says, bring in all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith. You know, God, you see, God is throwing a challenge to you. It means that it is not just you that this thing is difficult with. You are not the only one that this thing is difficult. You are not the only one. But he says, have faith in me. Prove me. Try me. I know it sounds like a lot given to the house of God. I know, but prove me. Try me and see. Are you listening? It means there's a potential for you to doubt it. But God is saying, have faith in this. Have faith in this and prove me if I will not open the windows of heaven. If only you can have the right key and bring it. Prove me that I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And then he says, you will not have enough room in your life to contain them. How is that possible? See, then the next verse, verse 11, please. He says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Hallelujah. Now, this is perhaps the greatest blessing that your tithe can bring into your life. That the devourer in your life is rebuked. That means the devourer in your life is paralyzed. Now, when we talk about the devourer, think of a devourer as someone that swallows all that you have. Takes everything that you work so hard for. It's a devourer. Anything that takes away what you have, such that you are left with nothing, that is a devourer. And God is saying, that devourer, I will paralyze him. I will rebuke the devourer. The one that makes you work so hard but appears as if you don't have anything, I will rebuke that devourer. Hallelujah. Now you will notice that the creation of wealth is not dependent on how much you make. To have wealth does not depend on how much you bring in. Amen. Because if it is so, I mean, since you moved from $250 a week to now $2,500 a week, I mean, you should have been rich by now. Something should have changed. We should have smelled some wealth. Amen. So wealth, making wealth, does not depend on how much you make or how much you bring in. Amen. Because many people earn a lot, but they don't have anything. That is why people with high salaries, you'll find them that they don't have much. They have money to spend. They have so much money, but they don't have much left. The devourer takes everything away. Hallelujah. Now, some of the well-known devourers that you are familiar with are established devourers. These are established devourers in your life. Your rent, your mortgage, your car bills. How many of you pay rent? Okay, how many people pay mortgage? You people, you live for free. You are blessed. Your devourer is rebuked. Your car bills, water bills, heating bills, electricity bills, the gas bills, property taxes, income tax, gift tax, waste management bills. You see, you all know that when you health bills, insurance bills, shopping bills, groceries, parking bills, and traffic over speeding fines. And these devourers, they will take everything until there is nothing left for you. Until there's nothing left. So there are few people who realize the correlation between the devourer and the creation of real wealth. Very few people realize that there's a correlation between being a wealthy person and the devourer that is in your life. Hallelujah. Many people are prosperous when they live in certain places where there are less devourers. Are you listening? Now, depending on the activity of the devourer in your life, depending on how strong the devourer is in your life, will define how much wealth you have. You know, Bishop talks about the story about his father owned this hotel. His father had a hotel, and it was a big hotel that many people were patronizing, making so much, but there was nothing coming out. At the end of the month, say the profit will be 15 units of whatever currency that was, at the end of the month. So he was wondering what was happening, that this hotel will bring just this much. So one day he said something happened, and then he was angry, and then he got rid of all the people that were working there. And then he asked him, he asked his own son, Bishop, he says, do you know anyone who is a manager, a hotel manager? He says, I don't have a friend. I said, do you have any friend? That's what he said. Do you have any friend who is a hotel manager? And then he says, I don't have any friend, but I have a friend who is an honest person. That is all I have. And so he brought this friend, his best friend, who did not know anything about hotels, but what he had was a character of honesty. And so he brought people to work in the hotel, and he was just doing the work as he could do, whatever he thought was right. So plus one, minus one. People come in, they take the money, they take some, they pay the bills, and then he put the rest down. People come in, they take the money. Can you believe that at the end, the profit, which was 15 units, had increased, let me see what number. It says it had increased about 1,000 times the units overnight. Suddenly. Suddenly the profit had increased. The hotel that looked like you're about to close it, suddenly is a prosperous hotel. And the only thing that has happened suddenly was that a devourer has been rebuilt. A devourer has been rebuilt. Not that you don't have a beautiful hotel. Not that you don't have a hotel that people are patronizing. Not that people come there and they don't pay. Everything stayed the same. Except that you brought in someone through whom devourers were rebuked. Hallelujah. So the rebuke of the devourer can suddenly change your life and transform your life. Hallelujah. That God will rebuke the devourer in your life can suddenly change your life. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? The devourer in your life eats up your wealth. And many people, many Christians, have so many devourers in their lives. And you cannot do anything about the devourer. You cannot do anything about the devourer. Are you listening to me? If God is saying, prove me, I will do that, it means you cannot do it. So he says, I will rebuke the devourer for you. I will rebuke the devourer for you. So he says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. For your sakes. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. He shall not destroy your wealth. He shall not eat up your wealth. He shall not destroy your property. He shall not destroy your prosperity. He shall not eat it up. Haggai chapter 1 and verse 6. This is what happened to many Christians. For not paying your tithe. You don't care about God's house. He says, bring in the tithe into my storehouse, that there will be meat in my house.
and you don't care about that. He says, you have sown much. You have sown much. He says, look into your life. You have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. You don't have enough. You don't have enough. You can't even eat the kind of food you are supposed to eat. You can't eat the kind of meat you are supposed to eat. You don't have enough. But you work. He says, ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is no, you are not warm. And he that earneth wages, when you earn wages, when they give you salary, when they give you money, this is what you do to it. He says, you put it into a bag with holes. Now you tell me, is this something that you will intentionally do? Would you earn wages and put them in a bag that has holes? God says, I will close up those holes. I will close up those holes. Hallelujah. So once the devourer in your life is rebuilt, your wealth and assets begin to increase. This is why people who pay tithes can become rich when the devourers in their lives are rebuked by the Lord. Hallelujah. Now you can choose to be honest with yourself and assess yourself and say, yes, you earn quite a substantial amount of money, but you don't have much wealth to show. Hallelujah. And once again, the problem is that you cannot rebuke the devourer by yourself. You cannot rebuke the devourer. You cannot even identify the devourer that is in your life. Hallelujah. And that is why someone can earn much less than you and still become very prosperous whilst you do not have much. Hallelujah. Number three. Tithers cause the heavens to open over their lives, and the open heavens means that the Holy Spirit will be openly manifest in your life. The Holy Spirit will be openly manifest in your life. Hallelujah. So I'm sharing with you that there are several things behind this window. There are several things behind this window. I want you to think of your tithe as God's different ways of blessing you and making you have enough in your life, ultimately, that you will not have enough room in your life to contain the blessings. Whichever way he will do it. And one of the ways is that when you pay your tithe, you open the windows of heaven and Holy Spirit will be openly manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 13. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 13. The Bible says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. So here Jesus comes to John the Baptist. John the Baptist was baptizing people, and he knew he was a forerunner. And so Jesus comes to him and he says he wants to baptize also. And John felt that he was not good enough to baptize Jesus, but he said, suffer it to be so. Let it be so now to fulfill all righteousness. And the Bible says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were open. The heavens were open unto him. Whatever you need to do to open the heavens, you have to do it. And God is giving you a great key that all your tithe can do that. The Bible says when the heavens were opened unto Jesus, he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. So when there is an open heaven, the Holy Spirit is poured out on you. When you unlock the heaven windows, one of the things that is going to fall onto you is the Holy Spirit. When heaven windows are open, one of the things that come down is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So when you pay your tithe, the Holy Spirit will be poured upon your life because of the open heavens. Amen. You will have the Spirit of wisdom. This is what comes with the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is poured upon your life, Isaac, what is going to happen to you will be a poured out of the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of might and counsel. These are all association with the Holy Spirit pouring on you. And that is a possibility in a Christian's life when you bring in all your tithe. Amen. You will have a helper in your life. Hallelujah. And this is another powerful way that God is going to bless you when your tithe opens the heavens window over your life. It is the Spirit of wisdom. It's the Spirit of wisdom. Now, this Spirit of wisdom makes one person be preferred. This is the Spirit that when it's upon you as a result of the open window, it makes one person be preferred and be selected for leadership. Your tithe, you don't know that is the key to that promotion. That they will sense a spirit of wisdom upon your life because you have unlocked the door of heaven and a Holy Spirit has come with the Spirit of wisdom. That now suddenly your salary, you have not enough room to contain it. Suddenly they say, open an account for direct deposit. And now you had one small account with the bank that is closed. Which one is that? Apple, right? And suddenly your pay scale is changed because of the Spirit of wisdom that comes to the Holy Spirit. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? Your tithe. Suddenly, the Spirit of knowledge is upon your life. The Spirit of knowledge is upon your life. And suddenly, the struggle with this going and coming, take this course, you drop it, take this course, you drop it, because of your wrong key constantly. Suddenly, the Spirit of knowledge is upon your life. And you are an excellent student. An excellent student. Faithfulness. Suddenly, you go and sit in an examination and you don't know. You say, I don't know what was happening. It was just flowing. I was just writing like that. Just flowing. The Spirit of knowledge has released upon your life. The Spirit of knowledge. Faithfulness. Say, bring in all the tithe. All the tithe. That is why he says, remember that I am the one who gives you power. Power. To make wealth. Who understands what I'm sharing with you? You understand what I'm sharing with you? Suddenly you make contribution in a meeting and everybody stops and they are listening. Suddenly the big boss who has never come to this meeting, he's asking, who is that young lady? Can I see her in my office? And you are shaking, you are afraid. You don't know that your key has unlocked this door onto your life. The key has unlocked this door onto your life. You say, I don't know why, but this new boss, he likes me. He just likes me. He just likes me. A new spirit he has found in you. A new spirit. Daniel, the Bible says that, it says, There's a spirit in him. There's a spirit. He was one person, different parties, different regimes, three different regimes. Now you can't become a parliamentary candidate in MPP and then CPP comes in. Did they still have CPP? No CPP. It's still there. And CPP comes and then they're still keeping you. You are the MP. And then this party comes and then, no. Except that they find such spirit in you. And you can unlock that door with all your tithe key. The all your tithe key. Hallelujah. The all your tithe key. Amen. Suddenly this great helper, he's called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. He says, he is your helper. He says, I will go to the Father and I will ask the Father that he will give you another comforter. Who is the helper? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is a helper, then you need help. Then you need help. Everyone needs help. Everyone needs help. Amen. There is nothing so relaxing and there is nothing so reassuring when you are doing something difficult and then someone says, I'll help you. I'll help you. That is the Holy Spirit in your life. Amen. He becomes a personal helper. He becomes a personal helper in the life of every faithful tithe payer. Hallelujah. And I cannot think of any better helper that you have in your life better than the Holy Spirit. Amen. The next one. Tithes cause the heavens to be open over their lives. And the open heavens means that you will see the glory of God in your life. The glory of God in your life. The light of tithes are beautiful. It will beautify your life. Amen. Acts chapter 7 and verse 55. He says, but he, this is referred to Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. When the heavens open, one of the things that you behold is the glory of God. The glory of God. Your life will be glorified. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Your life will be glorified. Your life will be honored. Amen. Suddenly people will start saluting you. You walk in the hallways of the corridors of your job and you are passing by and people are just saluting you and just greeting you. Your life is glorified. Amen. The tithe opens the windows of heaven. And when this window is open, one of the things you experience is the glory of God. You will experience the glory of God. Hallelujah. You are attracted to many people. You are attracted to many people. Many people want to choose you. Many people want to work with you. You are preferred. Says he will lift up his countenance upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And finally, Titus caused the heavens to be open over their lives. And the open heavens means that you will see Jesus. You will see Jesus. Hallelujah. You will see Jesus. But he, in Acts chapter 7 and verse 55 and 56 again, but he being full of the Holy Ghost, look up steadfastly into the heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. How many of you would like to experience the presence of Jesus? How many of you would like to experience a visitation, an encounter that the Son of Man will visit you? Jesus will visit you. Jesus will talk with you. Kenneth Hagin talks about many instances where Jesus will come to sit with him and talk. How many of you would like to have an experience like that? The one who will get an experience like that is the one whose heart, whole heart,
is with God. When your whole heart, when he sees that your whole heart is with him, when he sees that all of your heart is with him, he will visit you. Amen. And your tithe, are you listening? Your tithe defines where your heart is. Your tithe defines where your heart is. And when God sees that something that is so dear to you, something that is so close to your heart, is not easy for you to release, he releases and he exposes himself to you. He comes to talk to you. He visits you in your dreams. Hallelujah. He gives you visions. Are you listening to me? He gives you direction. Do not let money be a thing between you and God. He says, you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot. If tithe paying is difficult for you, then you have placed mammon before God. But he says, you bring in all the tithe. That is the key. All the tithe. All the tithe. Say all the tithe. Say all the tithe. All the tithe. And prove me if with that I will not unlock the key. I will unlock the door. It is the perfect fit for the lock. The perfect fit to open the windows of heaven upon your life, that you will not have room enough in your life to contain it, is that perfect key that has all the tits and the teeth on it to turn the lock. And it's called all the tithe. Clap your hands together to the Lord. And rise to your feet as we bring the service to a close. Father, we are thankful and grateful for the grace that is upon us to give us such a revelation, oh Lord, to unlock treasure upon our lives, to transform our lives, to glorify our lives, to have a different encounter with you. Oh God, give us the grace to be faithful when it comes to money. Give us the grace to be faithful when it comes to the first fruits of our increase. We pray, Lord, the challenges, the difficulties, oh God, any situation and any condition that makes us unfaithful with our tithe, Lord, we pray that you remove them from our lives in the name of Jesus. Make way for us, Lord, to experience this great blessing, the blessing of the open heavens. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon. You are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to make a decision for Jesus. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to serve Jesus. I want to be a follower of Jesus. I want to receive the salvation that comes from Jesus. If that is your prayer, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior. If that is your prayer, wherever you are, just lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? You want to give your life to Christ? Anyone here like that? I'm giving you a great opportunity to come to Jesus. Anyone here like that? Anyone here like that? Why don't you all join me and say this prayer together and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wash me with your blood. I welcome you into my heart. Lord Jesus, be my Lord, be my Master, be my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 1810 Randall Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.